How you doing? It is that time, isn't it? Daily podcast time, January 13th, Thursday morning on the John DeBella Show. We started off by talking new cereals, a criminal whose bad tip led to his arrest. We had a beef with Cleveland.com today, seeing as they just released an article telling us who should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It led to a phoner on your fantasy concert. Who would you construct on a three-artist bill of living classic rock artists? Something that's, well, maybe not likely, but possible. We had a lot of fun with that. Song stories today featured, yes, Girl Scout cookies have gone DoorDash. And we checked in on our favorite website to get some good perspective on our own lives. F My Life was featured once again on the show. Have a listen. Here we go. It's the Daily Podcast.
A lot to get to this morning, but once again, I come back to a theme that I thought I was going to leave this behind in 2021, but no, it continues. Mixing things up, changing the flavors of basic stuff.
What is it?
He's going to love it, though.
Oh, no.
I guarantee you he's going to love it. All right?
Does it have to do with wine?
What? Nope.
No. Better not. No, you don't mix that. Stop it.
We already covered that. Oreo wine.
You shut up.
All right. No. General Mills is selling Lucky Charms mixed with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Does that work?
No.
I'm not a cereal aficionado.
I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is as perfect as a cereal can get.
All right. How are they doing it? Are they doing just the marshmallows and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It doesn't say, but that's my guess, that it would be just the marshmallows. Why would you need,
you don't need the
cereal,
thing, yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet and savory.
I don't think I need that. Yeah. You know why? Because the marshmallows in Lucky Charms leave that weird film on top of your mouth. Almost like how Captain Crunch does.
Right.
Two
cereals I no longer eat. I was a Captain Crunch
When did you
person.
Stop hating fun?
No. I just, no. I love cereals. But when it comes to certain things, I'm really about the basics. I like cornflakes. I like Rice Krispies.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Frosted flakes.
Okay. Now you've added sugar. All right.
I'll get some sugar. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is my go-to.
Yeah, it's great.
But I don't need marshmallows. And then they're going to bring back Reese's Puffs bunnies.
I never tried
Reese's
those.
Reese's Puffs bunnies.
Wait, bunnies?
Yes.
Though?
Yeah. Reese's, but they
the cereal?
Reese's, they do them for Easter.
Reese's Puffs are great.
All right. So my guess is, again, there's no explanation here on the story, that Reese's Puff bunnies are Reese's Puffs
in the
shape of bunnies.
Yeah, probably.
It worked real hard on that one at General Mills.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Reese's
the General
Puffs
was fine with that. Right? Probably gave someone a promotion, brought him up to captain.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
When it comes to tipping, are you like a regular tipper? Are you a 20%er? Are you an over tipper?
20 is the bottom line that I will tip.
All right.
Straight 20.
Straight 20? Yep. All right. I'm an over-tipper. All right. And
depends.
Do you remember the Steve Martin movie, My Blue Heaven?
No.
All right. I can picture
the poster in my head.
Yeah. He's in the witness protection program. They send him to some like little town in Arizona, right? And he's just changing everything all around him. And he's still got a whole bunch of criminal stuff going
all
on.
Right.
Right. And he brings up this whole thing about, I don't dip, I over-dip.
Okay.
you know? And I was impressed by that when I was younger, and I've always been one. Well, here's a guy who is a bad tipper.
All right.
Sean McCoy.
In
Key West, one tourist made a big impression by not tipping on three separate drink orders. Hmm. All right. Later that night, there was big news that when vandals set fire to the town's Christmas tree, and it also damaged the iconic buoy that is there, which marks the southernmost point in the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, it says the southernmost point in the United States and 50 miles to Cuba.
Okay.
That's what it says on it, right? It caused about $5,000 worth of damage, right? When the authorities released the video of the alleged arson, that jilted bartender immediately identified the culprit as the guy who did not tip him three times, right?
Wow.
From there, it was just a matter of checking out timestamps, credit card receipts. Next thing you know, David Perkins, you got to turn yourself in.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
So Cleveland.com delved into accomplishments of every single person and band in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. and decided that 100 of them don't belong there.
Okay.
Okay. Now they came up with a system, and they took into account each artist's appearance on various lists, like Rolling Stone's 500 greatest albums of all time, the 500 greatest songs of all time from Rolling Stone, which I immediately say, okay, this is flawed, because once you use Rolling Stone's list, I don't think there's anything I hate more in this world than music critics. I despise music critics. They are just the absolute worst, right? And music critics didn't think Led Zeppelin was a good band. Do I need to say more?
Yeah, right.
They trashed them for years, right? So along with those lists, they also did the 1001 albums you must hear before you die, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's own list of 500 songs that shape rock and roll. Right, and they factored in every number one single each act released and every 10 million albums they sold. Now, just to give you an idea of how tough the grading system was, Billy Joel and Green Day barely made the cut.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And according to Cleveland.com, this is who should be yanked. I'm just going to name some of them because there's obviously 100 of them.
Yeah.
100 of them. The Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, the Doobie Brothers, Notorious B.I.G., Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, The Cars, The Moody Blues, Journey, Chicago, wow. Steve Miller, N.W.A., Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Kiss, Hall & Oates, Heart, Neil Diamond, Alice Cooper, Jeff Beck, Jeez. John Mellencamp, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, ZZ Top, Bob Seger, George Harrison, what? The Righteous Brothers, Richie Havens, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, Earth, Wind & Fire, The Mamas and the Papas, The Jackson 5, John Lee Hooker, and Bobby Darin.
Okay.
They
obviously just want to close the place down.
Right. Well, the wild part about it is what they're not taking into consideration is the influence that some of these bands had on other bands.
Yeah. You can't really measure that.
Everybody knows I'm a Joan Jett fan and Joan's a good friend. Mm-hmm. All right. But, right. The amount of women who went into rock and roll because of Suzy Quatro mm-hmm. and Joan Jett, right, is massive.
Yeah.
Is massive. Yeah. And the women with, until those women went out there with guitars around their necks and rocking their asses off, a lot of women would have been folk singers for the rest of their lives. All right? The Doobie Brothers, come on.
Was Seger on that list?
Seger's on the list. George Harrison is on the list.
That's the best Beatle.
It's the Beatle with the most number one hits.
The best one.
Right?
Who, does it give a person who wrote, is there a name? Let's
dox
them.
No. That's it. It's just cleveland.com. All right.
We'll dox all of Cleveland.
All right.
Mistake by the lake.
Mellencamp. Right. Kiss. Maybe Hall & Oates. But they had Hall & Oates had a massive amount of hits. This is just the most ridiculous. I now have something I hate more than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right. So taking the Cleveland.com thing into account. Mm-hmm. All right. It gave me an idea. All right. Name your dream concert.
Oh, man.
All right. You get to put three bands in it. And if you want some time to think about this, because I don't even have mine together yet.
I have mine.
Three bands,
okay.
Right? Here's the only stipulation.
All right.
They have to, if they're no longer together, they have to be able to still form.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. So,
be alive.
Petty and the Heartbreakers. Is out. Tom is
exactly
All right.
The Beatles are out. The Stones are in.
Okay.
Right. Led Zeppelin is iffy. Led Zeppelin is iffy because I would accept Jason Bonham.
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine.
All right. I would accept.
Same goes for the Who then basically
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Right. Because they're still touring.
Right.
Okay.
So even though it's not the original drummer.
I have my three.
All right. Really? Already?
Yes. Bob Seger.
Right.
The Silver Bullet Band.
All right.
Foo
right.
Fighters.
Even though he's retired.
Correct.
Even though he's
he
retired.
Can still come out and do it if he wanted to.
All right, Foo Fighters.
And Aerosmith.
Okay. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a good one.
Mm. We'll do it in Cleveland right in front of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. I'm not.
Okay. I am going to go with the Who then.
Okay.
With that stipulation. Give me the Police. Mm-hmm. That could still happen.
All right.
Hasn't for a while, but it could. And Paul McCartney to round it out.
Okay.
Solo artist Paul McCartney.
All right. Can I use the Who also?
Sure.
Why not?
All right. Then I would go.
It's tough, man.
I would go the Who,
mm-hmm.
Genesis,
okay,
Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band.
Who Genesis right. Bruce.
All right, all right. So, all right. Do you want to take a shot, Cindy? You want some time to think about it?
I mean,
Barry Manilow,
Rod Stewart,
Neil Diamond.
And Neil.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the critics wouldn't like this, but I would probably say Billy Joel.
Okay.
Who I haven't seen in years, Elton John, and Springsteen.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
All right.
That's a good one.
All right. Let's open it up to everybody. And then we'll send the whole list to Cleveland.com.
Yeah, with perfect.
Two big middle fingers.
Perfect.
So who would it be? So the rules is the band has to be able to reform. I mean, like mm-hmm. in the case of the Police, though all those guys are still right. alive, they mm-hmm. get to reform. Bruce Springsteen, the Eastern Band, everybody's still touring. Who still touring? Bob right. Seger, although the
Alto
band
Reed is gone, but they can still do it.
Right, they could still do it.
Yeah.
They could still do it. So, all right. So, you know, what is your three bands? This is your super concert. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Owner of a Lonely Heart is Yes's only number one song. As a matter of fact, it made it to number one on this date back in 1983. And John Anderson, who, of course, is a major part of this band, says he wasn't involved in the first stages of writing Owner of a Lonely Heart. Trevor Rabin had an idea for a song, but then John entered the picture. Well, here's what happened next.
I came in when the song was halfway through. The production was really amazing already. What was sort of missing was the song. So me and Trevor got together one afternoon and wrote the kind of lyric that I usually get into is improve yourself or move yourself or get yourself together. Come on, wake up. Which is just me saying it to me, really. So I'm singing it to myself. And the idea of an owner of a lonely heart really was Trevor. He was just a lonely guy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Some people have tried to use the Doors for their dream concert. Got two dead guys.
Yep,
no Doors. Can't happen. They have to be able to reform, right? Like we said, we have the Van Halen. You could take if David could sing, but you could bring Sammy in. He can still sing.
Yeah.
All right, right. But because you got Wolfie, so Wolfie could do the parts.
Yeah, I don't know if that one is doable.
No.
Yeah. Van Halen Eddie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's true.
Quite the component.
That's true.
You know, we can't do Skinner because
too many of the guys are dead. Some guys are there for the third time. No, Skinner's out also. All right. So what is your dream show? All right. The band's still got to be able to get together. You could call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. All right. So Girl Scout cookie season is upon us. Someone in the building will attack us any moment.
Yeah, I haven't been pestered yet.
They have a new cookie coming out that this is going to be the death of me, this one.
All right.
Adventurefuls.
Adventurefuls.
They're a brownie striped cookie with caramel flavored cream and sea salt.
Oh.
That is your combo.
Yeah, that is
that
one
is awesome
hell. That is an awesome combo. All right. But here's the right. You can get Girl Scout cookies through DoorDash now. Right? Really? Really? All right. There aren't enough little girls standing outside of the Super Fresh. Well, if you could find a Super Fresh.
Are they even around anymore?
No, they're not. I was going for supermarket. Outside of the supermarket. Right, that you can't support them that way. That you are lazy ass. No wonder why you need cookies delivered to you. You're that damn lazy.
Right? Just show up to work.
Right?
That's all
right.
You need
Someone at work's got to be selling the cookies for you. Come on, right? DoorDash Girl Scout cookies. Give me a break.
What's happening on the roadways?
I don't know. You just gave me an idea for after work. But anyway.
Wait, you might leave the house. Oh, no. DoorDash cookies.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Time now, ladies and gentlemen. And these stories, as far as we know, they are true. It's just it's a place for people to bitch, the F My Life site. You can go there. You can read them on your own. And I'm telling you, no matter how bad your day, your week, or your month is, it's not as bad as what these people have.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
I was talking to the customer service for my phone. We talked for a while, and the man was very nice to me. Too nice. Right before hanging up, he said, "Have a good day, ma'am." He was flirting the entire time, and I didn't realize it, and he didn't realize that I'm a man. F my life.
Oh, what do you got, one. Dave?
Today I found out the new guy taking the cubicle next to mine is the annoying dude bro who punctuates like every sentence he says with like the word like every three words, like F my life.
Today, I was watching porn with no headphones because my roommate had left for work. He didn't fill me in on the fact that his girlfriend was, one, even over at our place, and two, was using the room next to me to teach her third grade class.
No!
Yeah,
oh,
I gotta get headphones.
Oh, no.
F my life.
Oh, no. All right, my twin sister recently gave birth and somehow now weighs less than before she was pregnant. She also has huge boobs now and not a stretch mark in sight. Meanwhile, I gave birth 5 years ago. I have 15 extra pounds still. And so many stretch marks, I look like a fat zebra. FML.
Dave?
My boyfriend has been grumpy for days because his essay on society's fixation with performance awards and so on, getting good grades, got a really bad grade. F my life. A little irony there.
These are actual posts from the F My Life website. Today, I Fabrized my one remaining suit because I hadn't had a chance to go to the dry cleaners. I did it over the bed and got some on the sheets. When my girlfriend got home, she hit me over the head with a vase because she thought the Febreze on the sheets was another woman's perfume. F my life.
While at a store with my mom and baby brother, a guy started talking to me. Just as he went to give me his number, my mom handed me my brother and said, "Here's your son. Your AA meeting's in an hour. Let's go."
Oh,
F my life.
Wow.
Ouch.
That's a fast-thinking mom.
Ouch.
All right.
Yesterday, as we were leaving class, I asked the girl I really like how her day was going so far. She said, "Great. Don't ruin it." F my life.
And lastly this morning, prepare yourself for this one, guys. All right. Today, my boyfriend told me in a very natural way that my mother is better in bed than I am.
Oh.
F my life.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Because of an article that came out in Cleveland.com about the bands that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they came up with this thing about 100 different bands that didn't belong there. And again, they were using Rolling Stone magazine lists, which are so slated and just so, oh God, the nose up in the air type list. The people they pick for those lists at Rolling Stone are just terrible. Remember, we used to have those guys on all the time,
yeah.
And we would just debate with them. How could you put that band in there? Right? You know, anyway, they use those lists, 1,001 albums you must hear before you die, 500 songs that shape rock and roll. And then they went through all of this. And to give you an idea, when they were done, Billy Joel and Green Day barely made the cut.
Right. That's crazy.
All right. And then the bands that they ruled out, the Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, the Doobie Brothers, Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, the Cars, Moody Blues. Without the Moody Blues, you don't get Yes. You don't get Genesis. You know, I mean, they were the first foray into that
music. It's a fair argument. Yep.
Right? You know, what they're not calculating into this list is the influence that these bands had on other bands. All right? Like, how do you take Stevie Ray Vaughan out? Right?
Just Bob Seger.
Right, right. You know, Bob Seger. Yeah. George Harrison. How do you take those people out? So if you could have a dream concert, and our only rule for the dream concert is the band's got to be able to get back together. All right, you know, if one person is missing, you know, okay, like with Led Zeppelin, you could, you know, Jason Bonham could fill in, right? You know, you could get somebody to fill in for Alto Reed for Bob Seger, right? You know, that's understandable.
You can't have Tom Petty back Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Right, exactly, exactly. So, you know, what is your dream show? We're going to get to them, and then I think what we'll do is let's talk to a bunch of people, right? We'll pick three of them and let people vote on who put together the
Perfect.
Best set, all right? So, number here in the studio, 215-263-WNGK. There was this article in Cleveland.com that delved into the accomplishments of every single person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they decided that 100 of them don't belong there. And they use all of these lists as criteria, along with the fact that how many number one singles did they have, and how many albums sold 10 million or more copies. And, you know, and I'm looking at this list, and like we said, Billy Joel, Green Day barely made the cut. Right? And the people they put on the list were people like the Foo Fighters, the Doobie Brothers, the Go-Go's, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, the Moody Blues, Journey, Chicago, Steve Miller, right? You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Alice Cooper, John Mellencamp, Hart. It goes on and on. Bob Seger, George Harrison. Where's Kraftwerk? Why isn't Kraftwerk on this damn list? Right, I refuse to believe that they're on that 500 greatest albums of all time. All right. Anyway, it got us to thinking as to what your dream concert would be if you could put together your dream concert. And our rule was that they would still have to be together or could still reform in some way. If they were missing one person, but not a main guy like in Tom Petty.
Right.
Can't send the Heartbreakers out without Tom.
Right.
All right, you know, with the Doors, you know, no Manzarek, no Jim Morrison. It's not going to work.
Right.
But with Led Zeppelin, Jason Bonham could do the job, you know, so... You know, what are your three bands?
I would go with Seeger, the Foo Fighters, and Aerosmith.
Okay. All right. And Dave, you're going with?
Yeah, for me, it's The Police, The Who, and Paul McCartney.
All right. So if I had to put together a show, I would go with The Who also, Genesis, and Bruce Springsteen, you know. Mm-hmm. So we decided to start talking to listeners, and we've narrowed it down to three people that we want to talk to this morning, and we will start out with Joe. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good. Yourself? How you doing that, guy?
Doing damn fine. All right. So your super concert. Now, some people got confused and they thought that these people had to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, they don't. All right. You get to pick three bands. They have to still be able to get together. All right. You know, so like you couldn't go with the Doors because Manzarek and Morrison are dead. Right. All right. But, well, you know, if you wanted to use Led Zeppelin, that's okay because, you know, we could always put Jason Bonham.
Jason could jump in there.
Yeah, you're right. All right. All right. So who are your three bands?
My three bands, number one, they got to be Zeppelin.
Okay.
You got to go with The Who and what they've done. And to represent the females of rock and roll, you got to go Joan Jett.
Wow. I like his show.
Right. That's a rock.
I like his show. That's rock a
and
damn
bell.
Good show.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, if you agree with Joe, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Joan, text one to MGK, MGK. Okay, Terry, give me your three dream acts. What's this show going to be like?
Okay, definitely Pink Floyd.
All right.
The Who, definitely.
All right.
And I was between Yes and Genesis, but I just saw Genesis twice. Awesome. So it's got to be, I'm going to go with Yes.
You're going to go with Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
All right.
Because I saw Genesis. So,
right, right. The wild thing about Yes is they can reform so many different ways. It's frightening. All right. So if you agree with Terry, Pink Floyd, The Who, and Yes, text 2 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Bob, okay. Dream concert. Who are your three bands?
I'd say Journey, Elton John, and Bruce Springsteen.
Wow, that is powerful.
Big vocals.
That is powerful. If you agree with Bob, Journey, Elton John, and Bruce Springsteen, text 3 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. So once again, for Zeppelin, The Who, and Joan, text 1. For Pink Floyd, The Who, and Yes, text 2. And for Journey, Elton John, and Bruce, text 3 to MGK, MGK. And after this song, we'll find out who the winner is and play a set of that music. Okay, so we've got three listeners who gave us three suggestions for us for their dream concert. All right, we had Led Zeppelin, The Who, and Joan Jett. All right, we had Pink Floyd, The Who, and Yes. and Journey, Elton John, and Bruce. Now, let's go to the totals and see which of these three came through. And it looks like it's number three, Journey, Elton John, and Bruce.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.